I don't know about you, but I wonder how much time you have on your hands. And maybe you've found that lockdown has drastically reduced the amount of time you have to do things, or there's just so much to do that there's no time to do them all. Or maybe you've found that lockdown has left you in a situation where you're wondering, well, what shall I do? I'm stuck at home, I can't work, what shall I fill my time with? Either way, we live in a distracted age, I think. You may be distracted because lockdown has left you with too much to do and no time to do it. Perhaps you've got little kids at home like we have and they just take up all your time. Or perhaps you don't have loads of things to do, but there's lots of distractions. We have things at our fingertips now, don't we? There's the telly, there's the computer, especially there's the mobile phone. You just switch on whenever you feel like it and there you are off into another world on Twitter or Facebook or YouTube or whatever it is. Our time just seems to get filled up even when we're bored. Perhaps what we've lost the art of doing is stopping just to think, meditate upon, dwell on certain truths. Listen to what Paul says in Philippians chapter 4 and verses 8 and 9. This is our reading for today. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is honourable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any moral excellence and if there is anything praiseworthy, dwell on these things. Do what you have learned and received and heard from me and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you. Now, Paul ends up those two verses by saying, do what you've seen me doing, what you've received from me, heard from me, seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you. Now, that could be a reference to his life when he was with them. It can also be a reference to everything he's already written in this letter. But let's particularly think about what he's just written in the verse immediately prior to that. He's saying there to impersonate him, copy him in the way that he would dwell on certain things. He would give time to stop whatever he was doing, put everything else aside, and think upon, meditate upon, dwell upon certain things and truths. He says, whatever is true, whatever is honourable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any moral excellence and if there is anything praiseworthy, dwell on these things. You see, our temptation can be to dwell on our worries, our concerns, to dwell on things that we know are peripheral or just not very important, fluff, as we play on our phones. Perhaps we can even dwell on things that are outright wrong. Paul encourages us, dwell on good things. They may be things that you see other people doing and you dwell upon the goodness of what they're doing. It may be a television program that shows off God's beautiful creation and you dwell on that. Are there any list of things that are good, commendable, lovely? But when I look at this list, what it ultimately makes me think of and the thing or person I should say who most embodies all of these things is Christ himself and the gospel, the good news that is found in him. Dwell on Jesus Christ, on his person, on his work, on his promises, on all that he is. Don't just read about them and then move on. Don't just fire up a quick prayer necessarily and then move on. Dwell on it. Dwell on him, who he is, what he has done, what he will do. Take your time. Slow down. Let it sink in and transform you as it moves you to praise and worship.